Certainly. Divyam
of the heavenly world,
cha
also
anugraha
vanyasi
mama
mine.
Translation. The Lord then blessed all the Pachetas, saying, my dear princes, by your mercy, you can enjoy all the facilities of this world as well as the heavenly world. Indeed, you can enjoy all of them without hindrance and with full strength for 1,000,000 celestial years. Purport. The duration of life prescribed for the Pachetas by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is calculated by the time measurements of higher planetary systems. Our 6 Earth months are said to equal 12 hours in the higher planetary systems. 30 days equal 1 month, and 12 months equal 1 year. In this way, for 1,000,000 years, according to the calculations of the higher planetary system, the Pachetas were allowed to enjoy all kinds of material facilities. Although this lifespan was so long, the Pachetas were given full bodily strength by the grace of the Lord. In the material world, if one wants to live for many years, he must endure the difficulties of old age, invalidity, and many other miserable conditions. The Pachetas, however, were given full bodily strength to enjoy material facilities. This special facility was given to the Pachetas so that they could continue rendering full devotional service. This will be explained in the following verse. Om Abhyanti Vandasya Yandana Sakya Chakshur Nitanya Tasmai Chirve Nama Shite Kanda Mano Vishnam Sakitram Yena Kupade Swayam Rupa Karamaya Tadati Swaratam Kikam Vande Man Shri Guru Shri Yata Pada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagranam Vipantam Sajivam Sadvetam Sarupam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Hey Krishna, Krishna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopesha Kanta, Radha Kanta Namaskite, Tapta Kansa Gopangi, Rake Vrindade Shari, Vishwaro Shute, Brahmani Hari Piye, Vamsa Kalpa Trubhya Cha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Charita Nam Pavehyo Vaisa Vedyo Namo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radha Shri Vasani Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The Pachetas were very pious souls who were naturally inclined towards religiousness, who were full of knowledge, who were respecting their elders, and who were obedient servants of their father, who had instructed them to perform austerity and to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead so that they might prepare for a suitable marriage and might then have suitable offspring. So we can see that their father was instructing them to approach the Supreme Lord for a mundane purpose, for a material purpose. A pious purpose nonetheless, but not fully transcendental. The attitude of the Pachetas was such that they had all good qualification. So Lord Shiva, being a great devotee of the Supreme Lord, being always absorbed in remembering the Supreme Lord in deep meditation, he could see that these Pachetas were qualified recipients to receive the mercy of pure devotional service. And then he instructed them accordingly and gave them prayers based on just devotional service. So the Pachetas stand there as an emblem of purity and punya. The Chaitanya Charitamrita describes to us that there are different kinds of piety. It is said there is karmamukhi sukriti, mokshamukhi, and bhaktiamukhi sukriti. Or piety that is the result from engaging in karmic activities in the mode of goodness. Then, pious activities which are aiming at liberation. But then there is the benefit of devotional service, which stands as eternal. And that is truly our topic. It is there where the Pachetas became a subject matter, where the Pachetas became worthy of being mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the Srimad Bhagavatam is dedicated to that point, the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam is establishing Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and devotional service of Ayakunso Parodhamo as the supreme activity which can completely satisfy itself. Then, as Srila Prabhupada pointed out, material assets in itself have no value in devotional service. They are zero. But if you put one in front, then all the zeros become meaningful. So piety has in itself, mundane piety has in itself no value. But when engaged, when a pious person engages in the service of Krishna, then that becomes a great wealth and a great opulence. Because that piety will be a great support in spiritual life. What to do for most of us? It is the age of Kali, the age where it's the ocean of faults, and that ocean of faults is within our hearts. It is stated that within the heart is filled with aparapta karma, or karma that is now not manifesting, but the seeds of many sinful activities are stored within the heart. So the heart is a storehouse of sinful reactions, and the result is a sinful inclination. And then the result is more sinful activities, which increase the sinful stock, and which increases the sinful inclination even more, which leads to more sinful activities, which still creates, it adds on to the stock and creates the intensity of our sinfulness. Therefore, one could say, in this age of Kali, we are thoroughly sinful. And what can we say? The sinfulness in our hearts may be buried in so many places. And in so many places there, remnants of our previous sinful activities may be there. Or as they say in colloquial American, everyone has skeletons in the closet. Right? So that's there. What to do? But then in the middle of that Kirtana Deva Krishnas, you know, of that Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya has appeared. Oh yes, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The all-attractive. Generally speaking, we are translating the word Krishna as all-attractive. Krishna to akarsan, meaning to attract. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had an interesting angle on the word Krishna. And he said that he used the word akarsan also to attract, as Krishna as being the one who can be attracted by devotional service. So both definitions are there. Krishna is attracting us, and Krishna can be attracted by devotional service. That is our saving grace. It is now quite some years back when the deities of the Panchatattva came down this Bhaktisiddhanta road on the carts and were brought in onto the property and were installed in this temporary temple. And I remember at that time different leaders were interviewed as to what their expectance was, and the expectance was obviously now things are going to change, that something is going to happen. So it is unfolding right under our eyes, right here. We see that the temple is coming up, it is moving along, it's really there, it's coming. It must be, because the Lord cannot remain in this temporary structure with just some... That's all it is, it looks like a nice hall, but if you look at the top, it's just a temporary structure. Yeah. And some trusses and some... it's a hall, that's all it is. This one's a little more fancy, but also temporary. So, the temple must be made, because when the Lord is there, He must be provided with a suitable environment. Worshipping the deity means that making arrangements for the Lord, where He can be situated with all the paraphernalia that are befitting to Him. So the temple must be there. The other day I was reading some quotes of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and they're still fresh in my mind, so they're coming out on this day. And he was describing how one of his disciples had spent his life savings to build this beautiful temple in Calcutta. And then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was continuing and was saying, yes, this temple made of cement and bricks is not the real temple. He said the real temple must be made in the heart. The heart must be made into the real temple. And then he said, and in order to achieve that, many books will have to be written. Prabhupada did that. Many books were written. And now and then, of course, next thing also distributed. Many books written, many books must be distributed. Because this knowledge of the Bhagavad, this knowledge of Bhagavan, that must be spread all over the world. How to serve the Supreme Lord? So I gave a definition of the word Krishna, which was a little different than the usual one, where Krishna is all attractive, but that devotional service attracts Krishna. We also have the word Bhagavan, which is the basic word of the Bhagavad, of Srimad Bhagavatam, of the books, with the Bhagavatam being the center of all the books that are to be written, and that have been written. So, the center of the Bhagavatam is Bhagavan, Krishna. So, generally, Bhagavan is translated as Bhaga, opulences, and Van, that he who possesses all opulences. Or Krishna, who is Tada Aishwarya Purna, who has all opulences, the six opulences, Aishwarya Sasamaga Sivirya Siyasa Sasya, Jnana Vaikrahiya Uchchaya Sanam Bhagavatinga, all beauty, all wealth, all knowledge, etc. But Srila Jiva Goswami gives another translation of the word Bhagavan, and I also want to share that with you. And he says, we can break up the word Bhagavan in three syllables, Ba, Ga, and Va. And he says, the meaning of the word Bhagavan is Bhajaniya Guna Vasista. And Bhajaniya Guna Vasista is very nice because it means that Lord who is irresistible, you have to worship Him. And everything rests on that. Simply in this ocean of faults, the holy name is penetrating. Abhinakta namina amina, says Padma Purana, non different from Krishna. Bhajaniya guna visista. You have to. When that holy name penetrates, and some people cover their ears, they don't want to hear. They stuff their ears, and we chant louder. And somehow or other, it penetrates. I didn't want to hear the holy name. I saw the devotees, and they looked like the emblem of religious fanaticism. I'd never seen anything like it. The Brahmacharis thought they were fired up. To me, it looked like total extremism. So, I stayed clear from the Hare Krishnas. Then got a girlfriend who had a dog named Krishna. The holy name penetrates, and I was at night and the dog wouldn't come back. So I'm calling out, Krishna! Every night, around the block, starting Harinam. Lord Chaitanya, just everywhere, entering into our lives, making arrangements for His pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada arrived. Oh, it wasn't easy, but the time was right. People were looking. They wanted something. Okay, their heads were in the clouds, literally. They were way out there. And 1, 2, 3, 4, what have you, 5, and 4, and going to Vietnam, and all that. And Prabhupada said, Arjuna had to fight. So he did not compromise, and gave the pure truth. In his trunk he had brought Srimad Bhagavatam, that he had printed, in India. That was his mission. Prabhupada once said that Srimad Bhagavatam should be placed in every house, in every home on the planet. This temple of the Vedic planetarium, it's not a planetarium. It's not a planetarium. It's the fifth canto. It's the Bhagavatam. It's not about the planetarium, it's about the Bhagavatam. It is the temple which makes the Bhagavatam. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was saying that on that temple in Calcutta, he was saying, yes, not only the temple of bricks and cement, but the temple in the heart and the temple of books. He said, then it will be done. So the temple of books is here and also spreading everywhere in the world by book distribution and by all. Then I was thinking yesterday evening as I was sitting there in the kirtan, and it was so transcendental. I was first, what can I say? I start raga and it transforms into rock. That's due to the 60s and 70s. What to do? But then Satchidananda Maharaj began in his prayerful and enthusiastic way. And he is the inspiration of this kirtan lena. And I was looking at the Panchatattva and at their amazing effulgence and that very extraordinary, beautiful golden darshan. And I was thinking, it's all Gauranga. It's all his plan. He just inspired Satchidananda Swami. And who is deep? Who has a strength? He's into going into depths in spiritual life. He's into deep bhajan, into deep worship. He's the one who gave us japa retreats, Govardhan retreats, who gave us kirtan mela, who says to us, my dear devotees, I will tell you something very important. And basically, he means to say quality. If you boil it down to one word, quality. Quality chanting, quality contemplation, not just automatic pilot, not just be there and go along with the flow. No. Work for it. Work hard. Try to get the mercy of the Holy Name. Go in. Chant. Concentrate. Fix the mind. And so forth. And so on. That's what he is preaching all the time in different ways. And that's what is needed. Because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta continued speaking about that temple. And he said, yes, not just the temple of bricks. He said the temple of bricks is like a seat. It is like an asana, like a vyasasana. It is a great platform. A great platform for chanting Hare Krishna. It is a great platform for discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. But the essence is that. Prabhupada also said, in this age of Kali, which is an ocean of falls, in the purport to the verse, Krishna Varanam Trisha Krishnam Sankhapagasta Parasadam, in the purport to that verse, Prabhupada is saying that in this age of Kali, no one is interested in going to the temple. No one is interested in going to the mosque or the church. He said, but when there is white chanting, widely, everywhere, chanting of the holy name of Krishna, then people get attracted. Bhajaniya Gunavishishta, he is irresistible. You have to. So we also, we had so many festivals, but the Kirtan Mela has become an element of the festival that will never leave. I guarantee it. It cannot leave anymore because we're already terribly attached to it. We already want it again. I'm already thinking, well, I guess I'm coming next year. And probably the year after that also. And that attachment will grow, and it will grow bigger, and it will be in that big temple. And the
The power will grow. The absorption will grow. And we don't know what we will see, what will happen. When we sometimes read these stories of the Bhakti Ratnakar, and we see how in the Kirtans of Narottam Das Thakur, suddenly the Panchatattva appears. They're there. They're dancing with the devotees, and everyone's swept up in ecstasy. Then they disappeared, and all the devotees cried, rivers of tears, so much that the ground became muddy. What to say? Miracles. Miracles happened, and miracles will happen. Miracles happened, miracles are happening, and more miracles to come. Make sure you're around to be part of the fun. Don't miss out. So in this way, it is a wonderful time. Oh, it's Kali Yuga. That's going to be the last thing I'll say, because time is running out. It's Kali Yuga, an ocean of folds. Sometimes devotees come together and we have some Kali Yuga kata,
it's really bad out there, yeah, it's so bad, the things they're eating, the things they're doing.
And we get into Kali Yuga. And once I was in Karoli, where the deity of Madan Mohan is, and I said the same thing to the pujari. I said, you're in such a nice place. I said, you don't know what it's like out there, Kali Yuga. He said, yeah, Kali Yuga. There are thousands of Kali Yugas in a day of Brahma. They come and go very quick. He wasn't impressed by Kali Yuga. But we are, because we are affected by Kali Yuga. We feel the burden of Kali Yuga within our hearts. One devotee told me, I stopped chanting. I just have no taste. No taste. That's okay. That's okay. The first reason why we're chanting is for purification. If you cannot chant with taste, let's then chant out of fear of hell. Okay? I'm sorry to say, but let's chant out of fear of hell and let's look for some purification. There is a hell in the fifth canto. And, the telephone rang in the temple, and I never pick it up because I'm a visitor, like 10 o'clock at night, and I just, somehow or other, I picked it up. This lady goes, it's not true, it's not true, it's not true that all my family is going to hell. Okay. I said, calm down, lady, calm down. Start at the beginning, not at the end. Someone had given her the book A Second Chance. And she read it, as you can understand. It's kind of a heavy book. So chant. Like, if there are no tastes, chant for purification. That's the first thing. It can root up agam durvanti kartneya diharaniva bhaskar. It roots up the sin from the heart, from the very root, for good. So that is good. We should, of course, then we become attracted with time, and more attracted. And finally, Krishna kirtana gana nartana paro premamritam bhundi. Eventually we'll experience that this chanting is like an ocean of transcendental love. And it is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila chapter 4, there, the loving qualities of Srimati Radharani are described. It is said that her love is embracing the qualities of Krishna.
And Krishna has unlimited qualities. Each time she discovers a new quality of Krishna,
and then her love immediately embraces that quality also, and then she finds another one, and she embraces that also, and another one, and she embraces that also.
And all the devotees are like that. We all discover more about Krishna and we embrace it also. We're already started. And it will go on forever. And Krishna, when he sees all that love in the hearts of his devotees, his heart melts. And his love increases. And in this way, there's an ocean of ever-increasing love of all the devotees and Krishna's love combined. Just going on and on. And this is the Premamritam, the ocean of transcendental love. And through this chanting, we're going to enter there. So don't stay outside and say,
I stop chanting. I have no taste.
Don't be sour. Chant! Come on, chant!
Chant!
Chant! It's Lord Chit, why? And that's the last thing. In the Lada Bhagavatam Vita, it is that in Kali Yuga, in other Kali Yugas, there's also Harinam Sankirtan. There's also an incarnation of the Lord, a blackish form of Lord Vishnu, who preaches Harinam Sankirtan. What's the difference between those Kali Yugas and this one? Those incarnations of the Lord, they cannot give the same mercy as Lord Chaitanya. And therefore, now in this age, very quick result. You start off saying, oh, it's so tough this chanting, and before you know it, it's actually very nice. And before you know it, it's actually, I can't stop chanting. And so on. It is like that. Therefore, Kali Yuga, the ocean of faults. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that when you have a jewel, if you want to see the jewel, you put it on a black background, because then it looks even better. In this way, actually, that amazing mercy of Lord Chaitanya, that amazing chanting of the holy name, this amazing miracle that is happening to us, is on the blackest of the blackest of the blackest background of Kali Yuga. In our black hearts, there is this light of the holy name, and everything will change. And Prabhupada has prayed that where we fall short, that we will be accepted anyway. So don't worry, even if the performance is not great, Prabhupada's prayer is there. So in this way, everything will be auspicious and good, all good. Thank you very much. So, very little time, but if there's one question or comment, that will be, it's welcome. Not there, then we'll answer it. Behind you is a senior.
Thank you, Maharaj. So what is the difference between Satyadananda Maharaj exhorting us to work hard and Krishna saying not by works?
You know, the Christians have to work hard. But that's not all. That's not all at all. If it was only hard work for the Christians, where would they go? No, they also have the mercy of Jesus. And that's no joke. No joke. But look at what we have. We have the eternal process. The Christians have prayer, which brings them closer to the Lord. We are already with the Lord. We are already with Him. From day one,
Right? The Adi Purana says, by chanting the holy name, one is associated with the Lord. We're already there. You know the joke of the Pope who came to Vrindavan and, you know, and met the devotees and had a phone, taking the call, like, you know, to the Vaishnava, he says, well, who do you know? Who are you speaking to? Well, that was God. I had a direct line with God. Oh, can I use your phone? Yes, 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 you can. But not so long, it's very expensive, you know, it's a long distance call. Okay, sure, keep it short. And later the devotee pulls out his phone. And he also makes a call. Yeah. What's that? You also have a phone like that? Yes, I do. Oh, can I use it? Yes, no problem. It's a local call. That's the joke.
But that's not a joke.
Well, that's our joke with the Christians. So, what to say? That the Christians were preparing the ground for Lord Chaitanya's movement. That's what they were doing. They brought everyone closer, ready, preparing. Jesus Christ even took the name, Krista. Yes, this is the name of Krishna. Mm-hmm. But preparing the ground, that is all. By chanting the holy name, we are in the spiritual world. In the beginning, we're still sort of dazed and half sleeping, and that's why Sachinanda and Swami Lord, we think, huh? Don't sleep! Because we are in the spiritual world, but we're sleeping. But the chanting is awakening us. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhu Kavanani Shravanani Sudha Chitti Parayavipai. By this hearing and chanting, by chanting Hare Krishna and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, then our natural love for Krishna will awaken. It's already there. We are sleeping. It will just re-emerge. So, therefore, all good Christians also will become devotees. I was once at a university, and it was a Christian university, and the students were all hardcore Christians. And after, and I gave a lecture, and they gave me a New Testament after that. And the professor, at one point, the professor was a Buddhist. So the professor was suffering a lot. That's what Buddhists do. And the professor was saying that New Testament, the Christians. Anyway, yes, the students were asking a question, you know, what about Jesus being the only way? Yeah? I said, yes, yes, yes. He is the only way. That's not the issue. That's not where the discussion is. The only issue is that who are the Christians? As far as I can see, the only real Christians in the full sense of the term are the Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. And the professor was cheering. So at 10 o'clock, we can all be back for the kids.